Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. A major event happened this Wednesday that reminded me once again that a friend in need is a friend indeed. It also reminded me of that famous saying by an unknown person who once said, "A friend is one who overlooks your broken fence and admires the flowers in your garden." No, silly. That major event was not the Democratic Alliance once again taking the shine from the African National Congress and making decisions in the government of national unity that made the former ruling party unhappy again. You just have to get used to the DA pissing on the ANC's shine, if there is still any left. The shine, that is, not the ANC. At the annual general meeting of the Premier Soccer League, that two-man-led organization where a few other souls always make a cameo appearance, Live Chairman Evan Khoza persuaded, read, instructed the PSL to gift his partner a cool 2 million rand for his great service to football. Oh, how sweet. I know many of you disapprove of this. All 57 of you in Kleurkop, that is. But if you take off your entitled egos out of the way, you will, like me, understand why Khoza found this befitting. Sit back, relax, and grab yourself a drink as I give you a few reasons why Kaizer Motaung deserves this small token of appreciation from the PSL. The last time something special happened to the father of Kaizer Chiefs was a decade ago when he turned 70. And ever since then, for a stretch of 10 years, everyone turned against him. His club, and his rivals, and his children, and the media. For 10 years, everyone did their utmost to destroy history. Although in fairness, some would say everyone made new history. For the first time in modern times, did we witness the Kaizer Chiefs that was not winning anything, big or small. Too hard to swallow for the most successful football club of our times, who since its founding in 1970, has amassed an avalanche of trophies with the help of great leadership of Motaung, some of the great players ever to grace the game, spirited fans, and jaundiced officials. But Chiefs' luck ran out around 2014, and so did the Cups and the referees. Instead, in came a string of coaches that plowed one knife after another on the back of Brake, as Motaung is known by all and sundry. When he doesn't go by that nickname, he is also known by another misleading moniker, Dr. Motaung. This running out of luck did not happen on its own. It was aided and abetted by a plethora of individuals that Motaung brought to the club to turn back the hands of time and bring back the glory days. One by one, these sorry souls missed the mandate and as a result made Motaung's 70s worse than what seems to be confronting the economic freedom fighters as we speak. First, it was Steve Compella. The former Kaiser Chiefs player took over from the over-successful Englishman Stuart Baxter, who had been winning everything for Chiefs until the club miraculously got rid of him. There is no telling how Chiefs players ever understood Baxter and won multiple cups under him. But there is no doubt that in Steve, the players were continuously lost and it showed on the pitch.
In the olden days when Jesus Christ went on through his lessons, he was never specific in his references. He would always use symbols. Because whenever a symbol is used in a process where something has to be rectified, none of us gets consumed. If I were to refer to somebody who ate marumpwetu mnyama, I would put it like that because I am. But if I were not, then I'd put it in a way that has the respect in what I'm referring to. I hope you understand.
You can only imagine what was going on in the change rooms. This went on for 3 seasons before Kaiser Motaung and his family-led management team realized that no one, but absolutely no one, was ever going to understand Steve Compella. They finally fired him. For 2 months, Brakey placed his faith on former player and now forgotten Malawian Patrick Mabedi. There is nothing to be said about Mabedi's reign. Only 2 things remain memorable: his appointment and his dismissal. Anything else in between fades into insignificance. I wish I could say the same about the pain of Kaiser Motaung. Having had an illustrious showing under foreign coaches over the years, including Mario Tuani, Eddie Lewis, Joe Fregelton, Jeff Butler, Ted Dimitru, Paul Doleza, and Vladimir Vemezovic, among others, Motaung turned to another foreigner in the undistinguished Gianni Solanas, an Italian journeyman whose only standout success in football was obtaining the UEFA Pro license for coaching. And for 2 years,
it's a pity. It's a pity we lost this derby. So it's painful.
A pity for Kaiser Chiefs. Painful for Kaiser Motaung. For 2 seasons, Chiefs brought back the man who had left them a decade earlier, the German mentor Ernst Middendorf, who's known for his prowess as a mentor of young players and for his false teeth. But it was not to be for Middendorf and Chiefs, and indeed for Brakey. Although it started slow for Middendorf, things seemed to be coming up right for the 2029-2020 season until COVID hit. By the time the lockdown happened, Chiefs were top of the league and all but confirmed as the next champions of the PSL. But Middendorf managed to squander a 13-point lead, condemning Chiefs to second place behind perennial winners Mamelodi Sundowns.
It's a disappointment.
A disappointment? You must be kidding me. It was a disaster, coach. I will blame your description on your poor vocabulary. By now, Chiefs had gone 5 seasons without a trophy, the worst spell in their 50-year history. The inevitable happened. Chiefs and Middendorf, who was on his second spell as the club's gaffer, parted ways amicably, but certainly bitterly. The only thing the fans could celebrate that season. Quickly, the club acquired the services of one of the most successful coaches of the PSL era, Davin Hunt. The Amakhosi faithful were hopeful that the man who had brought glory to SuperSport United and beat West Wits, as well as the unfancied Black Leopards and Moraga Swallows, would bring back the glory days to Naturena. Under Hunt, in 3 seasons, Kaiser Chiefs achieved some kind of relative success. They finished in the top three of the league 3 years in a row and also narrowly lost in the final of the African Champions League. They also won the Soweto Derby with 37% of ball possession.
We could have done better, you know, but it is what it is, and it's the same all over the world. I mean, you look at the top sides, they're struggling as well around the world, you know. So, but all in all, I'm happy for the players, most important
thing. Without a cup, though, Chiefs fired Hunt another year without any gift for the aging Kaiser Motaung. Hunt was replaced by his number two, former Chiefs star himself, Arthur Zwane. The little said, the better. With the writing on the wall, Chiefs dialed 10111 and called the cops on Zwane. Only for the call to be answered by arguably their most successful coach in the PSL era, that Englishman again, Stuart Baxter. Only this time, in the 2020 and 2021 season, Baxter could do no better for Chiefs.
Because if they want me to go, I'll go. If the chairman says to me tomorrow, Stuart, I don't think you're doing a good job, then I'll walk.
And go he went. And this time, for good. For the remainder of the season, Baxter was replaced by his deputy, Dillon Shepherd. No one remembers what happened in that period. Arthur Zwane was brought back, and this time given a chance as head coach, not caretaker. My last memory of him was being escorted out of the stadium by the police after yet another defeat. Call 10111.
I must say I'm a little bit, you know, disappointed when I heard it. To be quite honest, I don't care. I don't really care simply because we are here, we're in the business of football.
You would have thought that Chiefs had suffered enough and would this time up their game and find a better coach. But no. They surprised not only their fans and their entire country, but they also surprised Mulifinzeki, the man they appointed to take over the reins at the club. Although he had done well at junior ranks, Nzeki was never the man to take Chiefs to the top, and he didn't. Arthur Zwane didn't deserve this dishonor. Nzeki was soon replaced by Calvin Johnson, who for a brief while had been assistant to Peter Musimani at Al Ahly in Egypt. But like those before him, Johnson had nothing to show for it. And equally, like them, he was shown the door, thus completing a miserable decade for Chiefs and Brake. Chiefs have entered another era with yet another foreign coach, Nasreddine Nabi. The Tunisian started well, taking Chiefs to the top of the league after match day one.
Yeah, what do you think?
We are Real Madrid. Yeah, PSL. It's not in our level. We need Manchester City, Arsenal, Real Madrid, Inter Milan. PSL is not on our level.
Things have since gone back to normal. Chiefs are once again back in the middle of the table, and the future remains as uncertain as it has over the past decade. And so, who can blame Evan Khoza for realizing that at the age of 80, Brake needs something to feel good about? For once, let Brake stretch his arms to receive something of value. Not a fine, a bad headline, and certainly not a crappy coach. Although 2 million rand is not necessarily a lot of money for Motaung, it could buy him earmuffs to protect him from his noisy fans. He could also buy a trophy. So big ups to the Iron Duke. I hope this generous move on your part will also help the haters to leave you alone as you lead the PSL into another term. Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my new book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.
yeah.